Welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And I promise you a treat, and a treat is what we have for you today. I have a jam-packed studio, and I'm welcoming the wonderful professionals, or a sampling of the wonderful professionals of the Chicago Senior Services Network. Joining me here in studio, I have, and you'll meet them virtually throughout the program, I have Leslie, Ifat, Elizabeth, and Sherwin joining me here, and welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So, Chicago Senior Services Network, why did you form this collaboration of such wonderful professionals? And tell us a little bit about the network and how you are benefiting the Chicagoland community.
We started with a group because I felt that there weren't enough. I wasn't able to find other services for my clients. And so I started reaching out to other people I knew that were in the senior, worked with the senior community. And then I thought, well, wouldn't this be great to become a resource to other seniors and their families, as well as businesses and corporations who also have employees who are looking for services for their employees for when they have a crisis with their family members, and also serve as resources for other professionals in the senior community.
That's fantastic. So so you now have a team of the, and this is what you call the group of professionals that any of us would want to turn to if we had a need for those areas. So if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about the other professionals. First of all, let's talk about who's here in the room and who's not here in the room in terms of what areas of expertise are provided by the network.
My name's Ifat Bossi, and I'm a CPA that specializes in daily money management. I assist seniors primarily in completing their daily financial and administrative obligations.
I'm Elizabeth Urey. I'm a geriatric care manager and owner of Prime Life Care. I work with older adults and their families to help them navigate through the aging issues with dignity and peace of mind.
And I am Sherwin Weissman. I represent North Suburban Hearing Service, providing hearing services and hearing testing to the Chicago community. We can do that in our office, and we provide outside services also.
And I am Leslie Markman Stern. I am the owner of Leslie M. Stern Design. I have a full-service interior design firm, and a good part of my practice is designing for seniors and people with disabilities so they can age in place in their home.
And Leslie, this was your idea. You are the founder of this fantastic network, which I cannot emphasize enough, really is making an impact in so many people's lives. And briefly, tell me a little bit about the other areas of expertise that that you have in the network. And I know that you've worked really, really hard to vet out and make sure you are finding the best professionals.
Exactly. We have three other we have a realtor, Mark Rantis, who helps the seniors navigate when they can no longer live in their home or they have to downsize. We have Heather Lantry, who does in-home care with her company right at home. And we have somebody who is in the funeral business, Faith Avner. And she helps people make the pre-planning for funeral arrangements.
Wow. So really all areas are covered, anything that folks might possibly need. And I love the term network. It's a word that that people think I overuse, but at the same time, it is a very important word. You have that collaboration of a group of professionals. But tell me what goes on behind the scenes. Tell me about do meetings take place and what other what are you looking to grow to find other people?
Yes, we do meet every month. We take what we do very seriously, and we talk about avenues of helping older adults and their families in the areas that we are professionals in. And then we also have other speakers come, professionals that come and talk about what they do. So we are able to sort of speak, put it in our back pocket so that when we're talking to our clients, we have professionals that we can offer.
So walk me through this. When a call comes into one of you in your respective business, and I'm sure this is a almost daily occurrence, somebody talks to you and has a need for your services individually, and you start to recognize and realize that there's a need, a greater need, and there's a need for a referral. Walk me through, is there a list of resources that that you've worked on compiling? Tell me a little bit about how that, call it, for lack of a better term, intake process works.
Okay, somebody calls, they said their mother fell. What do we do next? We have somebody in our group who can go into that home and evaluate them, and then we can have somebody else who can decide whether they can stay at home. Somebody else can check out their hearing. Somebody else who can move them. And we have someone who is a geriatric care manager.
Fantastic. Leslie, I've got to squeeze in a very, very quick break, but we're going to continue the conversation with a wonderful team of professionals of the Chicago Senior Services Network. After this quick break, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Get Down to Business. So we are talking with a wonderful team of professionals at the Chicago Senior Services Network. And we've met them here in studio, and beyond the wonderful people here in studio, they are backed up by other professionals that are fantastic resources as well. And so I'm already getting emails from people that are asking the question of why Chicago Senior Services Network? Why? What makes this network so special and unique? And no doubt, it's the stories behind and what goes on behind the scenes. So, if you don't mind, Ifat, tell me a little bit about the stories that make it all worthwhile.
What I would say, the way I would address that question is the beauty of our consortium is that not only do we reach out to others in our network when the need arises, but we can refer our clients to professionals that we trust and professionals whose work we're truly familiar with.
That's fantastic. So you've helped a lot of people. First of all, when did the network get started?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. So in that time, no doubt you've helped a lot of people, and you mentioned already that there are meetings that are going on and you're constantly looking for as much talent as possible. And it sounds like I just see from what's going on here in the radio studio, you work very, very well together. You know each other's strengths and you know how best to work together. And you mentioned that Faith, I believe, who does the pre-planning of funerals, that's unique to be able to have really from every step in the work and in senior services to be able to have all of the tools and all of the resources together. So if you don't mind, pick one specific family, somebody that you may have gotten a call from, and tell us sort of how that went and all of the services that might have been able to be provided.
I got a call from a family because the mother fell. I immediately called Elizabeth Urey, and she came over, and as a geriatric care manager, she was able to assess where this senior needed to be, whether to stay at home or to move. She then contacted our realtor and said, let's decide whether we should move into a smaller space that is more accessible. He then decided, no, I think she could stay where she is. So in my services, I then did adaptive design and amended the bathroom so it was safer, put in lighting, grab bars and such. And then I realized she needed to have her hearing checked because she was missing out on many words that I was saying. So I called Sherwin, and he did, his office did an assessment on the hearing. And then I realized that she needed to have her bills paid on time, so I called Ifat. And then Ifat realized that she needed to have a caregiver, and we called in Heather Lantry to bring in her services.
There are many times when something is going on in a home where there's a change and the family really doesn't know where to begin. And so our group, as a consortium, we're able to look at all the different angles and make it very accessible for the family to work with their loved one to make sure that they're safe and as independent as possible.
That's fantastic. And I think I know the answer to this, but sometimes people might contact you and they are already working with somebody, some professional. How do you individually as professionals, but you as a network, is that okay to you, or is it sort of all or nothing?
No, that's absolutely fine, because we all want to partner. We would like to partner with whoever we can, because we'd like to bring in other people's skills as professionals that we don't have to.
That's fantastic. And that approach. Ifat, please.
And the most important thing is the client.
Absolutely. Bottom line, that's your mission, and that's what it's all about. It's to better the senior community. And obviously, the reason we're having this wonderful, wonderful group of people here in studio, all of you are top of your field. You are all respective business owners. You all have your own areas of expertise. And we love to profile business owners. Today, we're talking about the collective services that are being provided. But each and every one of you are well networked, and we've said that term on the air already many, many times today here in studio. But you are all well networked and have your own contacts and your own people, and highly, highly respected. The strength in numbers and the power of the combined, I'm sure, decades of experience is what makes an impact for your clients. And that's why they turn to you. So I do want to make sure that folks know how to reach you. What is the best way to follow up and get a hold of you?
Sure. So we have a website. It's www.ChicagoSeniorServicesNetwork.org. And we're also on Facebook, Chicago Senior Services. And services in both cases is plural.
That's great. And I know throughout our time on the air, you've been able to meet so many wonderful people, Leslie, Sherwin, Elizabeth, and Ifat, all wonderful professionals. Through that website, we want to make sure that you can follow up with any or all of the professionals that we featured here. But whether you have a need with a loved one, or perhaps you yourself, or you just want to network and you just want to chat, this is a great opportunity. One more time, if you don't mind, share that website real quick.
Sure. The website is www.ChicagoSeniorServicesNetwork.org.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining us here in studio. We'll be back with more tips, advice, and information coming up right after this quick break.